Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Side note, last thing.
R-R-E.
I gave up energy drinks.
Yeah, I saw you had a 5-hour energy out there.
But I gave up energy drinks.
That's an energy drink.
Oh.
You mean you gave up the recreation?
You know, I'm just at a point in my life when I'm giving up stuff I didn't give up. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.
Side note, before we begin, shout out to Tony Baker's shirt. Sade is fine.
God rest her soul.
Sade is fine.
Sade's alive, man.
You talk? Did you?
She's very much alive.
God rest her soul.
This is what happens when y'all give him a mic.
God rest her soul.
Gonzi Tapes is only new artist. He don't know about Sade, huh? Let's Anita Baker shame
him. Why would you assume she was deceased?
Sade's watching Judge Judy right now.
She's fine,
man. I do.
And she like she's older now. What's she like? At least 60.
She probably 60.
She probably is 60.
And still fine.
She's my favorite musician ever in life.
Ever?
Ever.
Over Stevie Wonder?
Over everybody.
That's what ever
Don't
makes.
Bring up nobody else.
How did that happen, though?
What?
That you like Sade over everybody.
It's just
That's
music,
an interesting
man.
Artist to be your favorite.
Is that what your mom used to play when you when she was
My brother out? Did, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my oldest brother.
What's
was
your favorite
huge,
Sade song?
Sweetest Taboo.
Kiss
I ain't
of Life.
Talking to you, man.
Kiss of Life. From her Love to Love.
Kiss of Life is a great song.
Man. Yeah, I like Sweetest Taboo.
You've never heard it. You don't know nothing about Sade. I swear, bro. Name a Sade song.
If you end up at a Sade concert,
Sweetest Love.
No, it's not
Sweetest Love.
Sweetest Taboo.
Taboo.
No.
Sweetest.
Name a Sade song. You don't know.
Kiss of Life?
No.
Give me 5 Sade songs
not
right now.
Not many people can name 5 Sade songs.
I'm asking you. A lot of people can name 5 songs.
I'm asking you. 5
Sade songs.
Yes.
Right here, right now.
Sweetest Taboo.
Okay. 1.
Kiss of Life, 2. What's the one that starts with a P?
We ain't giving you nothing. We're giving you
Perpendicular.
Nothing.
Perpendicular.
Starts with a P.
Perpendicular. Starts with a P. You know what I'm talking about.
Pleasure Principle.
That's Jenna Jackson.
Well, let me tell you. That is I'm going to tell y'all right now. If he end up at a Sade concert,
you ain't going to shout him out.
Shout out. You ain't going to sock him out. Time squared up. I'm socking the kids, too. I'm going to Zay's school and steal it on bad luck.
I bet you if you play Sade songs, her top songs, I can sing along to them.
No,
yeah. Play some right now.
First of all, let's not do that because we don't have copyright.
I don't keep any copyright. Let the video
play. Play it up. See if he gonna sing and play a popular one too.
I'm play a popular one.
Yeah.
And watch me sing along.
You ain't gonna sing along nothing.
And it better be a real one that people know.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hit.
I just don't be knowing the name, bro. I know Sade. All
right, here we go.
Here we go.
Sweetest.
Ah, he ain't gonna know the words to this.
Yes, I am.
This intro is 5 minutes long.
Is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, the intro, she takes her time to get on the track. Don't be rushing her.
Don't be trying to Google no lyrics.
Sade is a band. She had the same
Sade, she's just a lead singer.
Man, look out, man.
Sade, I do.
I don't need
here
you
to. Here we go.
You are my
love.
Give me some hook.
That was horrible.
Give a little piece of the hook. Let me get his beak wet on the hook.
It's more of a vibe.
Right, here we go.
Okay. Shut up.
Here we go. Here's the chorus right here.
Okay.
Get in on it.
I'm in it. Ready? No ordinary love. No ordinary love.
You got lucky.
I'm going to sing alongside A-Fan.
You got
lucky. Oh, no, pull up another one.
Pull up another one.
I'm going to sing along.
I'm gonna cue the last one up.
Okay, pull up another one. I'm gonna sing along, Sade fan.
You gonna cue it up too?
Yeah, I'm gonna cue the last one up.
You pull up another one, Tony. I told you.
We said five, right? That's three. He named two.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, I'm gonna give him another.
I named two, and I'm gonna sing along with the rest. And it better be not on the B side of her 67 class.
Why not?
All right, I'm gonna give you another hit.
Give me
here
one that go. Most people would know.
I'm gonna give you something from that same album.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
I bet he don't know this one.
Don't be picking hard ones, Tony.
This ain't a hard one.
This is a hit.
He don't know nothing about this.
He don't know nothing about
the chorus.
Just go straight to the chorus?
Yeah.
No, you gotta get that beginning. You gotta get the set off. And this video, the visual is iconic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You ain't never seen the video.
Here we go.
He knows nothing.
This is the verse. People don't be knowing the verse.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is a great verse.
He just said, yeah.
You know this part?
Come on.
Sing it right now.
Don't worry, don't know about either, you, man. Go ahead.
I don't talk about me.
Go to the hook, go, man. Give me a little hook.
Hold up. It's coming right now.
Get out of here.
And this has been sampled by cats.
You don't know it.
Don't she have?
This got sampled
by. Hold on.
Here we go. It's coming
this
right
ain't
here.
The chorus, yeah.
It's coming right here.
Right now, that's the. Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. You gotta get in on it.
Okay. Cherish the day. Wrong goal.
This is
right.
What he's saying. Nah, okay.
Don't you have
nothing?
Nope. Last one.
He didn't know that one. He didn't know that one.
Cook it up,
here we go.
1984.
It better be a
Let's
hit.
Go.
Too.
This is the debut album. Man.
Don't be picking hard ones, man.
Nah, hits. Yes.
If you don't know this, I'm going to punch you.
This
is
the debut. I don't know if Doughboy know Low Key, though.
It's Smooth Operator.
Sing along.
Smooth Operator. I already know the title.
Sing along.
He did
smooth
know the title.
Smooth Operator.
Okay. All right. We're getting
smooth.
Three out of two.
Smooth Operator. Two for three. I'm a sing along.
That's three out of
man.
Five. You knew three out of
I named two. Guess two. That's
you
four out of five.
You did not guess. You did not
I named
guess.
Two. I guessed the first one.
He named two.
One,
he did name two.
And
right.
I named that one before
stumbled,
she said anything.
He stumbled into No Ordinary Love.
Sing yes. along.
Cheers to Dave.
I can't take
out.
No more pressure from the Blacks.
Oh, whatever.
I took enough for Anita Baker.
Let's get it going. Are y'all ready?
Ready.
What up? This is your boy, Doughboy.
And Kev on stage.
And we are joined by the homeboys.
Tony Baker.
And
Dear Moore.
Yeah. For another installment of Start It Off to the Right.
Righteous and Ratchet.
It is a Tuesday and Tony and Tahir are here and we are going to talk about this. Is And the tour is over and we are having fun. And me and Tahir are going to barbecue on Labor Day.
All right. So.
That was lit.
We asked our Patreons, actually, we're like, can y'all please do a recap? We want to know the truth about the tour, everything.
Yeah, do not.
So we did let them ask questions. And if you want to join the Patreon, they're watching this right now here on www.righteousandratchet.com.
You get
a double episode a week. So episodes.
Yeah, so you get double the righteous and double the ratchet for as low as $5 a month.
Low as five. You get 8 episodes a month instead of the 4. You get to see stuff early, access, and you get to ask questions. Sometimes the broadcasts go long, and they get to hang out with us. All type of stuff.
All type of stuff. So, and Righteous and Ratchet will be going on the road. They get access to the tickets.
Oh,
first.
Yeah. They had the tickets available before y'all did. By the way, Philly is halfway sold out. So is Nashville.
Yeah.
And New York has sold like a crazy amount of tickets in one day.
Yeah.
And New York is a very small venue. It only seats 150. So don't wait. All right.
Okay.
So the first question, and this one is the one we got more than anything.
Oh.
Tawana Wyatt and 15 other people said, Tahir, what is the deal with the bag tags? Do people help you? How do you get them? What is the deal? Because I don't know if y'all saw my story.
Yes.
Tahir had,
he was on a tear.
He had Josh's bag tag from August. I'm sorry, we went to Augusta. April 2018.
What?
What's the deal?
Who are you?
When I commit to something, I commit to it. I just like to annoy them. And bag tags is the easiest way to do it. It's something small. Like, I find the most minute thing, and I just capitalize it. Like, I like to hold people's elbow. Stop. And when you first start doing it, they'd be like,
toxic masculinity.
They'd be like, toxic masculinity.
This is not consensual.
To hear so, fumbled, by the way.
Something as small as that, people are like, I ain't worried about that. And then literally 45 seconds into it, like, stop.
You'll be standing there like taking pictures with fans. And he'll just put his hand on the small of your back. And I'll be like, bro, like you don't notice it at first. It's kind of, one time on the tour, he was doing this to Doughboy, like to annoy him. But then it was like 4 minutes. We're like, we were taking pictures. You're like, yo, Dough. He's like, well, I knew from the beginning.
Keep going.
It was just really comforting.
It was soothing. As far as collecting them, I just always grab them before they're looking. Phone. Oh, they're, while they're not looking, like it got to a point where Kev and Tony would try to take them off first, and they would throw them away
in the bag.
They're throwing them away, and I would just wait till they walk away, and I get them out of the trash can, and then I would just start folding them. And then
I stopped like 3 months off.
Yeah, I stopped doing it for like 3 months just to amass them. And at the end of the tour, I was like, I'm gonna get it.
He was going ham.
And yeah.
He put them in Doughboy's panties. It was all over the place, man. Big old bloom.
No, those are the draws that fell out.
Those took a lot. That took a majority of the ones that I had saved up. So, and I got Tony in his pillowcase and everything. It was ridiculousness.
Okay. Can we please talk about the elephant in the room really quick? Can we talk about it really fast?
We don't know what the elephant is.
What was the desired result with this shirt? What? What is this? Strong? It looks like a dress shirt.
I'm tired of wearing.
What is it?
It's a pajama shirt. Why are you wearing a pajama? Where are your bottoms at?
What is a pajama?
Anyway, I said it's a pajama
what
shirt.
Is a pajama shirt?
I said pajamas.
I take no fashion criticism from
but
you.
What are you doing?
You look like a mustard bottle ready for Labor Day. What? I'm just tired of wearing merch shirts. you actually have great style.
But what is this?
It's called wearing.
Tahir, would you wear this?
I would never wear that to sleep.
You took that jacket out of a crumpled up piece
it
of the hamper.
It does look like a pajama top.
Nobody was on stage with Echo sweatpants
like
on last
Tom
night,
Hanks
though.
On the cover of the Burbs.
You look like Tom Lamshanks.
Nope.
Come on, Tony.
Nope.
You thought about it. All right, next question. I'm going to be wearing new stuff all the time. You just don't have something to say. Najara Zaire says, what are everyone's annoying habits that you notice from being on this tour?
Oh, Tony talks in his sleep.
Is that annoying?
Yes.
That's not a habit, though.
Because it's like you think he's talking to you.
I don't have control over that.
That's not
though,
a habit,
guys.
Though.
That is a habit.
No. I feel like habit is something you do on purpose.
Oh, because it's uncontrollable.
Yeah,
like snoring is like to hear snores, but you can't control that.
Right.
Oh, so like what do people
something you do?
Do
on purpose? I feel like is a habit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony don't go to sleep. That's an annoying habit.
Tony,
it bothers me that Tony hates sleep.
Crisscross applesauce on his bed while he's on his phone, iPad, and computer.
Why does me sitting like that
funny.
Bother you so much?
Sitting crisscross the way you applesauce. Sit doesn't bother me.
You're on a bed.
It's funny when he does it on the floor. Sometimes he'll just be like tucked by the window because
yeah,
the sound.
In the corner.
And he'll be like, bro, is everything all right? And they'll be like, oh, I'm just skiscap.
I got bad knees, so the fact that Tony can sit like that for a long time, my left knee
can sit like that. I can cross my legs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just hating because I got
I just
mobility.
Want you to get more rest. That's okay. Annoying.
You don't rest.
He did better on this tour. Last tour, he was just.
As we get older, we got to rest.
Yeah, Doughboy wasn't resting during that weight loss challenge, though.
Oh, I was
going to talk about
o'clock.
No rest.
What does Tony do that annoys you? Let's start Tony and then go to Doughboy, then me, then to here.
Tony didn't really annoy me too much. Yes. I just don't like his face. That was the main thing. It's nothing he can do about it, but you know.
What you look like?
I can't help that.
Yeah, he can't help that. Nah, Tony was actually pretty chill. He can
Tony
be somewhat,
is the most easygoing person.
He's somewhat of a food Nazi, but
I don't like that about him.
No. I wholeheartedly disagree.
No.
For a person who's a vegetarian, Tony will go to almost any restaurant and just find something for him to eat.
That's true.
He'll eat rice and beans. He's eaten oatmeal a million times. Like
I'm talking about more so when judging you.
Yeah, he makes you feel guilty for the food that you eat.
That's in his defense, he only... Nope, that's not his defense.
Yeah,
he went hard on Doughboy because Doughboy was trying to eat right. But even when the last tour, when you weren't even trying to eat right. Well, then again, Tahir was eating pulled pork at 2 a.m. I feel like we all...
Why did
he
risk it that early?
You shut up. Okay, you just shut up.
I don't want to.
Tony,
that was on principle. I didn't want it to go to waste.
Or you could have waited till later. Yeah,
wait, no, I couldn't fly with
No, you'll be doing that. Remember, Josh, remember when he had that, when he bought them three chicken Caesar salads from Costco?
Oh, he stacked
up
like
that salad for like in three different cities. I was like, throw that warm salad away.
It wasn't warm. I was putting them in refrigerator.
I ate them all, too.
Yeah,
that's another thing about Tony. Tony don't waste food at all.
I don't like waste food.
He don't waste food at all.
Tony ate, on our last show day, him and Josh ordered some smoothies that was straight tree bark and mulch.
They were
and
trash.
Tony drank it all, and it was disgusting
it
because
was
he just won't
serious
waste
business in those smoothies. All
right, what's annoying about Double A?
No, let's get that's tough. That's real tough.
Oh. I'm gonna tell you my thing. Let Tony go.
I got an assortment of things, man.
Assortment?
Yes, man.
What do you mean?
You talk on the phone too much in the hotel. you demand that the curtains are closed the whole time.
I hate natural light.
You know what I'm saying? You always making proclamations. Then when we hold you accountable for those proclamations, you get mad and sensitive about
love
it.
Love me for me.
Man.
he always
wants to eat all the time, every hour and a half.
I really just be wanting to talk to y'all in a public setting.
We're on tour. We're always around each other.
He be like, I want to lose weight. Let me get the chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? I really just want to lose weight, guys. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make changes in my life. Let me get the ice cream. You know what I'm saying? I really just want to slim down, guys. Let me get the soda. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
That's pretty much all mine. Mine is this. This is the one that rules them all. Doughboy asks questions that he himself can get the answer to.
Yes.
They're
all the
either
time.
In the chat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have an app called Master Tour that has the hotel, the flight,
everything,
the venue, who's rooming with each other. Everything you need is in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in there, it's Googleable.
Mm-hmm.
Josh said, hey, we're going to this restaurant called Ziggy's in Amsterdam. Most people will say, okay, let me put Ziggy's in on my phone. In Amsterdam, it's highly unlikely to be the wrong one. Doughboy, what's the address for that?
I sent a drop pin.
Matter of fact, you had already sent the drop pin.
I just, man.
All you gotta do is click it.
I don't even know what that comes from.
Laziness.
Laziness.
Somebody wanting you to do stuff because you don't want to work.
Ever.
You want everything,
but I'm not lazy.
And Doughboy don't straighten the tile out on the bathroom floor.
It looks like a crime scene in there.
Was it my turn?
The time was over.
It looks like a crime scene in the bathroom.
Wait, what? On the ceiling.
I don't understand. What did that mean? He doesn't straighten the towel.
You know, like the towel you step on when you get out the shower?
Yeah.
It'd be just all mangled up and in the
water everywhere.
It'd still be wet everywhere.
You don't put it up and fold it back over the tub so it can dry out or nothing. He just leaves it. It's a crime scene.
I just see Tony going to the bathroom like,
you remember the scene? Remember the scene in Casino Royale when Daniel Craig was first James Bond and they show his first murder in that bathroom where he fought the guy? That's what it looked like Doughboy
did. And there's water everywhere on the ceiling. I imagine him getting out and just shaking around like a dog. There's water just going everywhere,
and
man.
He kicks the towel and leaves.
All right, Tahir, you're up for Doughboy.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, shoot.
First off,
really? Wow.
We got the paperwork.
I'll try to consolidate it.
Yeah, try and keep it light.
Okay. the bathroom situation is just horrible. The phone conversation, Doughboy will ask you if you're watching something, you'll say yes, and he'll still change it. or you'll be watching something and he'll be like, all right, cool, and then get on the telephone. Full conversation, not like, hey, everything cool. It's just like, yeah, so, you know, tonight's show was cool, you know. I don't know, I just kind of, I feel like I'm at this point in my life.
I'm at this point in my life.
I don't know, I just feel like I'm at a point in my life right now where I just realized
every
I don't have to
conversation.
Do me.
But I'm at a point in my life where I'm at that point.
Okay.
This next page.
Every combo.
His dress was just... It's just a whole page of dress. I have dates of different outfits that I just did not agree with. I hated everything about it.
I don't think he washed those sweats once.
Doughboy wants the room to be a cave. It is moist and dark and damp. He wants the temperature at a brisk 47 degrees all the time.
Moist is the worst word
it
ever.
It is, because he's a mouth breather, so it keeps the room moist. And it's just like... it was horrible rooming with him. He's always hungry. Like,
always.
Before a show, during a show, after a show, when we get back to the room, he goes down to the lobby. He comes back with $75 worth of snacks. And you're trying to sneak. And then he just starts snagging. Like, open the bags like this. Like, lights off.
But there's no quiet way to open chips when people are sleeping.
Chips, gummy worms. And then when he does a soda, it's not like he doesn't like, you know, if somebody's sleeping in the room, you got a soda, you
what's
quiet,
soba? Gracefully.
What's a soba?
What's a soba?
I said he soba. Cannot
you
stop from it.
You quiet it. You want he will open shh, and then
does he look at his drink when he feels?
I drink my drink.
Tears been waiting for this day for years.
That's just that. When you're asleep, if Doughboy has somewhere to go, he will just get dressed loudly like it's 12 p.m. noon. He don't care that you sleep. He will get dressed with the flashlight on. He's considered. He won't turn the light on. But he'll get the flashlight on pointed in your direction. Literally pointed in your direction.
Bounce the light off of you?
Yeah.
So now it's Kevin?
Kevin's turn.
Dang, dude, well, you had a laundry list.
Hey, man, shut up. I'll go first on Kevin. Kevin be getting aggy. Like, he get mad. Like, he just be like...
Only when he's tired.
Or hungry.
Yeah.
Or fill in the blank.
If he's tired and hungry, man, that dude.
The moody ones are Tahir and Kev.
For real, you be moody.
Tahir, I would say, is more moody than Kev.
I'll take moody.
But Kev is more self-aware, so he'll notice him and be like, all right, y'all.
He'll fight through it. Like, sorry, he'll snap out of it.
But Tahir be.
How many times were I moody?
You were moody.
The whole time.
Doing the example thing.
It's got to be extenuating circumstances. Don't give that example. There was one time that rules them all.
I like examples, so, you know.
I admit, when I be hungry and tired, I be quiet. I don't be like.
I know, but then it's like you get irritated. Like, so it's like if I do something and it's regular and you're not like that, it's like, ah, you're crazy. But then if you irritate,
there's a certain amount of ability.
But you're very irritating, though.
I'm not irritating.
You are.
Yes,
remember that time in Amsterdam when you kept the song playing for mad long?
Kev turned around and went off. He was like, enough, we get it. He started humming the song.
It was just looping. It kept going.
We were trying to catch that flight at 4 in the morning. Doughboy had the music on 1,000, bro.
Oh, my God.
1,000. He was like, let's play some J.I.D. and turn it up.
Dude, it's like, bro.
Melissa was in the backseat like,
oh, that's another thing about Doughboy. He always has to get in the front seat, and then he hops in immediately.
Because I'm the tallest person on the tour.
You're not the tallest.
Tony is the tallest person.
I'm the biggest.
No help with the luggage. No, nothing. He gets his bag in, and he goes and sits his butt down in the front seat.
Tell
every
Kevin
time.
What you don't like about him.
But Kev. Kev be on his phone too much.
But you're on your phone now.
Kev, the question.
Kev never wants to do stuff.
He don't.
He wants to do what he wants to do with his family and anything else beyond that past
like,
9 o'clock.
My kids, man,
he doesn't
want to
do.
I can't even argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, ain't no after party. I want to take my socks off. I want to watch Seinfeld, and I want to be done.
Kev, you're lucky we didn't have 9:45.
If we had room service hotels the whole time, I wouldn't even look at y'all. I couldn't afford to do it the whole time. But boy, when I be on my own, and that's the thing I realize about myself, Tone. It's all them years of being on the road by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole routine. I go to the room, order room service, wiggle my toesies.
That's it.
Turn on Netflix. Not
call them toes.
Presses off when you're by yourself.
Wiggle my toes. You know how excited I am to wiggle my toes? I
just
can't
don't call
wait.
Them toesies.
The toe wiggle.
All right, what's annoying about Tahir?
I didn't get to go.
Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah.
Kev took me on tour, so I never say a bad thing.
Oh, God.
That's why he stays working.
Playing it safe, huh, Tahir?
Yep, absolutely.
So Tahir be burning incense in the bathroom.
I like that.
Yes. I think
that's
most people
necessary.
Like that.
It's beneficial.
That's actually fairly considerate for
the
you.
The fact that annoys you lets people know how irritating and inconsiderate you are.
You just irritated
that's
the people.
That's just good hygiene. That's taking consideration of the person that has to come in the bathroom after me. You're a horrible individual.
You know what's funny about that? Greg was like, hey, man, so here be lighting incense, man. That's pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
And then people are like, yo, because if it's a green room bathroom and somebody has to do, you know, file some paperwork, hey, Tahir, man, you got to.
Yep.
Incense and the wipes.
Doughboy does not know what to do with the incense. I gave him an incense to use the bathroom.
We're in the hotel now.
He's talking about you.
Let's come back to talk about you.
The whole incense wasn't even used, not even a fourth of it. He throws the whole thing away. So when he comes out the bathroom, I'm like, where's my incense at? He was like, I threw it away. Like, why would you throw it away? I didn't know what to do with it. You put it out and you give it back to the person that graciously gave it to you.
Those are hand rolls.
I know what bothers me about Tahir.
He shops too much.
No, Tahir always got to do his own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Tahir always got to meet a sister, a cousin.
How many siblings do you have?
You got family in every city.
Me and my friend from Harriet Beecher Stowe Elementary College are linking up.
Always.
I'm not riding back with y'all. I'm driving over to Raleigh by myself.
I'm going to fly in a day early.
But then he'll leave and then he'll show back up where we're at inexplicably.
Just flying and driving, man. Join the team.
Hey. Well, I already ate by myself. I had a six Caesar salad.
Right.
Oh, y'all was going to be doing the tour? Well, I always had to do things like
and
this.
And he's inconsiderate. Remember, he'll go to the restaurant. He ordered his own food and didn't wait for nobody else to order.
Nah. That's just one example of him doing his own thing than being inconsiderate.
Man, I agree with
my continued complaint is he's a worry.
Man,
he always worried about something, man.
Remember Southwest?
Remember in Cleveland?
Yeah. He is always worried about something.
Remember they're going to get to check our bags in on time?
Yeah.
We only have an hour. Well, if we weren't able to check our bags in on time, then what will we do?
So what time we gotta get there? I don't know if we're gonna have enough time to do this. Just chill, dog.
We should leave probably 3-4 hours early so we get to the airline.
Don't take my advice. We're pushing it. Like the last time when me and Josh said we should have left.
No, but y'all didn't say that. Y'all said it to each other.
Because when I say it, this is what I get. This is what I get when I try to warn them about timeliness and professionalism. This is what I try to do. And then I get chastised and called an auntie for it. This is why I don't do it.
No.
And this is another reason why I hang by myself.
Having a man purse.
Listen.
That's what I was going to say. I hate your tote.
I hang by myself because I'm a loner. And when I don't ever want to get too much people. Hold on, Tom.
I'm a loner. Listen,
you're baloney.
No. You always want to be around. Doughboy cannot be by himself.
Doughboy
can't be by himself and he can't be quiet. If the room is too quiet, Doughboy be like, you know what I was thinking, guys? Ketchup isn't really, like, that good. Like,
Doughboy cannot handle silence or being alone.
I really can't.
I don't give people too much of me anytime. I will always remove myself from a situation before I let somebody get tired of me. And that's kind of what I do all the time. So it's not just a tour. I always just dip on my own, and it's just who I am. So.
All right, well, it's annoying.
Man, so basically, I had the best track record.
No, Tony's the most easygoing.
On the tour.
Tony was like, I remember the first tour, I was like, Tone, before we had brought Tahir on, I was like, Tone, you okay performing here? Because we had some interesting places the first tour. Movie, theater, high school. Tone was like, after 3 or 4, he was like, Kevin, if there's a microphone and people, I perform. What about hotel? He's like, if it's my own bed, the only thing I don't want to do is share a bed. I'm like, okay, well, that's obvious. Like, bro, he don't. Remember Tony? Like, man, this is a nice hotel.
Yeah, man.
I just stay at the Calico Cat.
Last year, we were 3-1.
Out the tour. I was just happy to be here. My thing is, pay me what you said. We good.
That's all, Tone. Pay me what you said, when you said, and we good.
That's one of the most respectable things about Kev, man. Oh, man. You seeing your payment request, you getting it back within 5-10 minutes.
Yep. Always on
you
my phone.
Never have to wait
I'm
for payment.
I'm on my phone. Yep. You never have to worry about getting paid.
A lot of promoters can take a lot of lessons from that because, man.
If you request it while I'm awake,
it's right away.
That's the comic in me. There's nothing more I hate than people not having your money ready. Bro, I remember one time I had a show I'll never forget. I had a show and they didn't promote well, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did my part. They was in the back. They had like, they owe me like $600 or something like that. You talking about not crazy. They had like $178 laid out.
And some wings.
In different denominations. And they were just like, you know what? Well, we didn't do as good as we thought.
Oh, come on,
I might have to go to the ATM. I had to wait for an hour. An hour and a half. Bro, give me my money.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that too. And they be like, well, you see it ain't that big of a turn. That's not my concern.
It's not pay my problem.
I don't go up before I know that I'm getting paid that night.
That's when I switch my thing to that.
I started asking promoters who booked me for shows. Sometimes you get there, you see the crowd ain't looking like it's supposed to be, and I'm like, was my payment determined on the crowd size? They'd be like, yeah, we were hoping a little bit more. All right, well, let me help you out. I'm gonna go ahead and get up out of here.
I don't even get on the plane if you didn't pay me. I'm not even going. You can't even risk that. Yeah. All right, next question. Angela Outlaw Wilson, what would you change, if anything, about touring? We'll start with you.
Angela
Outlaw.
Only thing I would change is maybe separate rooms. We room up sometimes, but that's in an effort to save money. But that would be the only thing that I would change. But honestly, like, aside of from Doughboy, nobody else was really a problem to like room with. It was actually cool sharing rooms with Josh and Tone because we got to connect on ways. Doughboy showed me things about food that I didn't know that you could do with other foods, so that was cool. But I mean, you know, that was it. It was really no other problems than that.
Shut up.
I just want to point out that Kevin never stayed with Doughboy, not once, so he doesn't know anything.
Oh, he never will.
Which is what we went through.
I mean, I'm not knocking that at all.
The Righteous and Ratchetor, we doubling up.
Absolutely not.
Kev was like the general in like wartime that's always back there in the tents.
Nah, man, we gotta save money. It's our first tour.
We want the front lines out there.
Come on, man.
Not the point at all.
Nah, man.
We would literally look at the
trenches with the common folk.
And we would be like, all right, I'll take him on this day and this day. Josh, you get him on this day and then Tony. To bring it up the
and we mapped it out by the longer
whoever had the longest
that's
day.
That's so hilarious to me. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and just take these lashings. Okay,
we all the all title it's questions. It keeps coming back to Doughboy.
I'm the first roommate.
He's coming back to Doughboy.
Okay. One thing I would change. I think I would rather have like pristine venues all the time.
Oh, I
feel like the worst is going from like. The best is like a church that really loves you and is happy to be there, and they have volunteers and they're just happy to be there.
Right.
To like a club that's falling apart or like at high school, and you just go from like great green rooms with drinks and meals and smiling faces and comfortable couches to like, man, one of the green rooms in the club was like the plates that the people had to come here to get more plates.
Excuse me, can you give me 12 of those joints at the time?
It was like in the back of the mall. It's just like, man,
it was horrible in there.
Having consistent great venues would be like, man, I would actually pay a little bit more in theory, possibly, but more than likely I wouldn't to have the quality venues because the and it's sometimes from Friday to Saturday, it's just a totally different thing. So yes.
The one thing I would change, I know for budget reasons too, it made the most sense, but if we could have spent more time in the cities that we were in.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes we would literally be landing, going to the hotel, be there for 20 minutes, get ready, go to the venue, and that can be a little jarring. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that would be the only thing that I would say, just a little bit more relaxation time.
That's mine too. Like a flight a day is a lot.
Yeah.
And you was like, it was better this tour than last year. Last year it was pure flight every day.
So unadulterated exhaustion.
Oh, we was just like.
We drove a lot last year too, though.
But the routing was better this year.
What I like about last year, though.
Like Minnesota, when's our next show? Portland.
Yeah.
We're going back.
Well, I remember for real, no lie, I was adding dates. We did Detroit. In another city next to Detroit, and then we went to Richmond, Virginia on a Sunday, and I was just like, ha, ha.
I remember thinking, Kev didn't know geography. I was like, Kev must have failed social studies. He did not know.
These
cities are nowhere near each other.
Man, I messed up a lot.
And I like the last tour, I felt like we all fit in one vehicle.
Yeah.
The bonding last year.
I didn't like the two separate vehicles. Yeah. I didn't like that.
We had Doughboy. We added Doughboy and we added a production manager in addition to the tour manager. And it was just too much. And we were carrying more merch because we had bigger shows. Uh-oh. And it was just too much.
Oh, yeah, the merch.
All right. Merch. Somebody asked me, of all the comedians Kev would have brought on tour, what made you bring to here and Tony? Tony, because Tony is the best comedian ever in the world currently doing stand-up comedy. And I wanted people to have the best show. In retrospect, I could have made my job a little easier and got a comedian that wasn't as funny. But for me, I think about the show from the audience's point of view. I want the audience to be like, man, that was just,
a great experience.
I couldn't stop. Pete. Like, I want, and also it makes your job harder to follow Tony, but also makes your job easier because when the crowds are rough, Tony got to take them before I do. Mm-hmm. And to hear was just the best host I ever knew. And Doughboy just, man, what a good friend.
Hey, man.
Nah, Doughboy is just my friend, and I just want him to come.
Hey, man.
Next thing. Hey, man.
It is.
Thank you, guys.
All right, starting with Tone, what was one of the best / fun or funniest moments on the tour?
Ooh. Man, the best, funniest. The funniest moment to us, it was a random night. We was in Sacramento, and we walked to a 7-Eleven.
Oh, man.
It was me, Jason, Doe, Josh, and Kev.
Tahir was doing his own thing.
You know what I'm saying?
And he missed out.
And he missed out. So we in this 7-Eleven, and, you know, the hotel is nice, but it's in a part of town with a lot of homeless people. It's a lot going on. And so we go into 7-Eleven. It's packed. You got the college kids. Everybody in there drunk. You got homeless people in there. So this is one of them 7-Elevens where they got security. So you know what type of environment you in. The old boy in there getting stuff he don't need to get at that time of night. Let me get the whole pizza and a hot dog. And, yeah, let me get the whole box.
A 7-Eleven pizza is never a good choice.
It's Desperate Measures pizza. They make it in 90 seconds.
It's Desperate Measures pizza. He in there Desperate Measures. I'm getting bananas and water and probably peanuts and you know what I'm saying. So we in there. Let us leave. It's chaos in the streets. So the bananas are dying. They're like, please get us out of here. So we in there. It's chaos. The security guard is like, all right, what y'all doing? And then people are arguing about a sandwich when we on our way in. I didn't take the sandwich. You had the sandwich. So it was like, it was already chaos. So when we
the
come,
ham and cheese bandit.
Man. So we in there. This dude busts up in the 7-Eleven.
This homeless fiend.
And then the security guard goes, no, you get on out of here. I ain't having it tonight. He's like, he respected the call out. He was, like, he was still crazy, but he wasn't that crazy. And he went right back out promptly. So that moment was so funny.
He locked eyes like you again. He's man. Like,
the dude had just had it. Like,
not enough.
You get on out of
Scott, you.
It's the way he left with the same crazy energy that he man. Came in with. Like, yeah. It was like he acknowledged, like,
he turned around like I he was offended.
He came, y'all gotta understand, he came in on 10. Somebody that wasn't used to him might have been like, oh my God.
And you can tell that wasn't the first time he had talked.
He busted up in there. No.
So hold on. The end of that story is we're leaving, and another homeless person asked Doughboy for a slice of pizza.
He's like, a whole pizza.
He's like, yeah, I have a slice of pizza. He's like, oh, here's $20. I can't.
He gave him 20.
Where's the pizza? The pizza. I'd rather give you my social security number.
Here's my routing number. Here's my Apple Pay information. Just tap the device.
It was a large
7-Eleven large pizza was $6.99, and he gave him a dub.
Here's $20.
You don't take this 20 get up
the last thing
here,
I can do is go in the box and make
it. I just didn't want to like open it up and like it's like a shareable thing. It's like weird. Like here, go get you some stuff.
It is a shareable thing.
It is. There's very much you could have handed him a slice.
I mean, I don't know, man. I just hope he would have like. Feel like I could just grab his piece and then hand it to him. I didn't want him grabbing into the pizza.
No, you don't have to like, grab in. You give it to him.
How?
I can't make no difference.
But what if he would have got mad that I touched his pizza?
Well, then, hey.
He's homeless.
You think he's worried about that? Be considerate.
He just ate a sandwich off the ground, open face.
You think he's worried about someone touching a slice of pizza on the handoff?
I got my favorite one. Let me tell it. So this was a moment where I realized our lives were changing. And this one just happened on one of the last shows that we did. This is the same show that you brought JoJo on stage.
This funniest moment?
Yeah, funniest moment to me. What? Well, no.
Was this a tender moment or a funny moment?
It was just my favorite moment of the show. I was going to tell my story. Anyway, so Kev was getting ready. Kev was getting ready to go on stage, and Tahir was out there getting ready to bring him up, and he's just sitting there talking to us. Like, I'm not knowing how close it is to him going on stage. And he's just sitting there in front of the door. He's like, don't you stupid. He was just, and like, he did some stupid dance or something. And I'm still not recognizing how close it is. He's just talking, like, whatever. And he's just like, Kev, on stage. And he was just like, and he just pushed off. And then the door just opened behind him. And he just went out there like, what's up? I was just like, bro, this is really what we do, man.
Was that London?
Yeah.
Was London.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was just talking to me so regular. And then he was just like, boom. Ooh. I was just like, bruh. This is really what we're getting paid
London
to do.
London this year was probably my favorite show of both worlds.
We're going to get there. Hold that thought, Joshua.
London was great.
Nothing's funnier to me than the homeless thing. Right. To hear if you have something different.
I don't know. Can I give them Aqua Blue?
Aqua Blue.
No,
that's you for the family.
You cannot.
Okay. For the family, man.
That's the first thing I thought of after the whole thing. I was like, nah,
Aqua Blue.
Okay.
That's a moment from last year's tour, though. I'll never forget. We were in Boston trying to do, Tahir was doing the Simon Says thing, and he's super good at it, and nobody can go 10 seconds trying to beat him. And Zay Zay, man,
second one, but I thought I could do last year.
Well, we didn't do this last year, so.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, Tahir got Zay Zay. He was like, you know, Simon says, or Tahir says, come. Tahir says, stop. So he said, Tahir says, stop, and Zay Zay was just still walking.
He kept doing it.
He's like, Zay Zay, you're out. He's like, nah, man. You just kind of had to be there, man. We were probably delirious.
It was like 2 a.m. It was late.
2 a.m.
They were mad at us in the lobby.
Yeah.
We're making too much noise. We got kicked out. Let's go to the room.
Oh, my favorite part on the tour was when what's his name? AD White Art.
This is the funniest moment.
Funniest moment.
Funniest moment.
I think favorite part's coming
you
up.
You know, and I'm not,
did favorite
and to be
part.
Honest, to be honest, I'm Andy not really tripping. You can tell Aqua Blue. I'm not tripping.
No. It's family.
It's okay.
Business.
No, I'm okay.
Who's
no,
Andy Wynn? I don't think it's that. It's funny. I don't think it's like.
All right. Please. So,
Kevin's like, before I can change my mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell the truth about what really happened. Go ahead. All right.
So we were. Was it Florida?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
The day of Game of Thrones final episode. Or one of the final episodes.
The gang is getting out of the car, and they're all laughing, having a good time, and. Kev, you tell it, because I got called in on the second part.
So Doughboy and my brother are walking to the green room. Okay? Doughboy's walking with my brother. He's like, man, something in my pants feels weird. Right? So we're all hearing this story secondhand. Man, something in my pants feels weird, man. What is this? So he reaches underneath his pant leg, pulls out Aqua Blue drop.
Dirty.
Because
he was still wearing his.
From himself.
Okay.
So my brother comes in the green room like, yo, y'all got it. Doughboy had dirty drawers in his pants.
Okay.
So Doughboy's like, nah, y'all got to understand. We're like, no.
No,
hold on. So the funniest part of this story is Tony Baker said, man, how does that happen? Are you taking your pants off and your drawers and the white connect?
The thumb scoop.
Are you doing the thumbs with all the way to your skin on the pull down and just stepping out of your pit? Do you not take your drawers and put them in the dirty clothes? So then we're like, no, what do you have a laundry bag that you carry in your suitcase? He was like, nah, I don't know. So we're like, no, wait. So then we're like, so do you get the hotel laundry bag? He was like, no.
Hotel laundry bag.
So I'm like, hold on. What do you do with your dirty clothes? He's like, I just put them in.
Okay, listen.
How do you know what drawers are in your arm?
You like, just what? Have it. Okay, listen.
No, for you.
Listen.
I worked out in those.
Listen.
And this is when he was working out heavy, too.
Listen.
Oh, he's sweating.
Listen to me.
Those drawers were sore.
Listen. I'm mad enough to admit. When I first started the tour, I didn't know about laundry bags.
You know about laundry?
So what I would do, I would just have a section like, okay, here's the drawers. Like, when we take them off, we leave them here. That's just their section.
Hold though. Because you didn't have a separator in your suitcase that section would stay there.
No, but I just would know. I'd be like, this is where drawers go. Like,
obviously
just be
not.
Own
so when you room. Move, well, they
listen
back
to
up?
Me.
Okay, okay.
So what had happened was when we were on the tour, I had bought a couple of pair of pants, and I was going to wear a different pair. Now, when I took these pants off, I was like, all right, I'm not going to, because it was like a Sunday show. I'm like, I ain't going to wear these pants again, whatever. So the drawers just stayed in there. I didn't need to put them in drawer section, the VIP of my suitcase. So I was just like, whatever, I'm not going to wear these pants again. It's cool. They can just be there when I get home. I'll wash it off. When I changed my mind, I'm like, no, I'm going to wear those pants. I forgot I had left them in. When I stepped in them, I had clean drawers on.
You didn't feel the bulge?
That's what I'm trying to feel. I didn't feel it. So
how much room is in your pants where a hole is such
I don't know. I
your drawers are
not that small drawers.
I think they just slid to the side or something. This never happened to you?
Here's the confusion. All right, so you take them off wholesale. So you take them all off at once. You step out. So that means the drawers are still intact with the pants.
Yes.
So when you step back in them, they should have been both on one leg.
I know,
on top
I think
of
that's what
neutrals.
I think happened. I think
but
that,
how did they get on
I think
one side?
How did they get
one
on
side?
One side?
That's where the flux, I think I folded them. And then I think maybe when I folded them, I was just like.
Nah, I feel like they got stuck on one leg. And as you just finished off that last one, it just tucked on one of the legs.
I don't know. And it was just like a.
But the drawers were on his thighs.
They were like
right?
on my thigh. Like they
it
were
was up high.
You don't reach in when you take your pants off.
Came out of the ankle
when he was
walking.
And grab your drawers.
I was rushing. I was trying to get to. It's
there's
my first
no
tour.
Rush.
It's
there
my
there
first
is no
tour.
Rush that
but
robs you of time.
But you've been here 40 years.
Everybody has gotten their drawers stuck in their pants on their first tour.
I want to add something though. when the draws fell out, he's like, oh, I got to put these back in the car. And he just threw them back. He threw the dirty draws. It was hot and humid in Florida.
No, I actually threw those away. I threw them away.
Not the first time. You put them back in the car.
Well, but I threw them in the swamp.
You threw them in the truck at first. Then you threw them away.
Because I was just like,
you threw them in the swamp, so it was a bird in the swamp. Like, what the hell?
I threw him in the swamp.
They're facing him out with his legs?
Oh, he was like, what
the hell? There was an alligator that was like, oh, hold on. Nah, hey, bam.
The crocodile rose up.
I was praying 6 hours for this.
Man, the ecosystem had a ball with them draws.
So now, y'all at home, because I'm not ashamed of my truth. I can live in it. I wanted y'all to know it's a normal thing that happens when you go on
really
tour.
Nice.
It's
not.
Boy,
it's really
if
nice.
If my 11-year-old or 13-year-old son had draws in his pants, I would be like, son, what are you doing? Why are your dirty drawers in my... No, I didn't know. I put them off and I take them off wholesale. I didn't know. I thought I was going... There's no excuse for a child.
It's never really happened to... Like, it's never... Nothing like that's ever happened to no one.
No. I take my drawers off separately, first of all.
I do normally too,
in
but...
In a separate compartment.
Since they learned... Now I be having the bag, and now I'm all in, baby.
You got to take your panties off separately, man.
You can never be that much in a rush.
Shut up.
See, Draws Gate has Doughboy so
perturbed.
Nah,
I'm going to tell you what it is. Draws I'm putting Gate. Him on blast. As y'all put me on blast last show, I took pictures of Doughboy while he's literally on Instagram right now. Now, he was on Twitter just now, but you on Instagram the first time. You thought I was going to let you slide after you fronted me up, Playboy? You missed your RR when you tried to front Josh out in Barcelona about.
Are we just gonna sit here and act like I do this all the time?
Don't you do that? Don't you
make a mistake?
Nah.
Okay. Now
to hear what
that was. That was Petty Crocker.
You're spitting on me, Matthew McKinnon.
I bit gums.
What was your least favorite show of the tour?
Oh.
What would you consider the worst city?
What would you consider
the worst city? You don't have a list.
I had
on this tour. Y'all are mad funny. Keep being king. Let's kick it off with Tony Baker.
The worst city?
Yes. Worst city or show or both?
Well, the worst show for me last tour, what did we put at the bottom? It was like Little Rock was down there and Birmingham. I think Birmingham was my least favorite show. Little Rock was my least favorite venue. And then that's it. As far as cities, you know, it's just...
Cities are cities. Yeah, I go by show, too. Go ahead, though.
To be honest, I didn't really have a worst city. This was my first tour, so I was really happy to be...
I ranked every city on the tour.
Some were better than others, but there were none where I was just like, oh, like, they were...
Yeah,
it was all
for
cool.
me, I'll say the worst... Birmingham, I just didn't know if they wanted to be there.
Yeah, I just felt like...
But the worst day was when we had to go to Edmonton, Canada. And we missed our flight.
We flew
WestJet, I think. Now, we made our flight on time. Like, we were in Seattle. I think we're leaving out of Seattle. We made our time. Or our flight was 30 minutes delayed.
It was Delta to WestJet.
There was no way we could have made that.
Well, you're right. We're right. We got to get off on Delta and go on WestJet. We transfer in Vancouver. You have to clear customs again. This took an hour and a half.
Pick up your luggage, too.
Clear customs. Up luggage. And get your luggage, then recheck back into a new airline, and then go through customs again. And we missed our flight. The next flight was sold out, so we finally land in Edmonton on the flight later and have to go
straight
from the airport to the show. The audience is already there. Tahir had to go basically straight into his set.
He had to go buy some shoes.
Yeah, because he didn't have a chance to go to
the
hotel.
We can't do the crowd with luggage.
Right. The crowded luggage. But the audience was there to have a great
time.
So up until that point, it was like the worst day ever. But the audience made it a great day.
Yeah.
That was a fun show, too.
Yeah. But Little Rock was terrible. Birmingham, England. Y'all got to go to London next time.
Birmingham, England was my least favorite show.
Mm. Yeah. And the Tim Hortons in Canada was trash.
All right, so Ty here.
I'm going to go with Tony, what Tony said, and then I'm just going to add the first night of our second New York run. That crowd was just...
Oh, man.
It was warm booty cheeks. It was... Daytime strip club dances. It was just the worst, man.
I didn't think it was that bad, though.
Shut up, Tony.
Nah, it was tough.
They were not good. They were just there. It was like they were just there because somebody told them some free seats.
Pre-teats?
He was seats. I said seats. You still on your phone, dude?
He's on Twitter. What is on Twitter? Nothing. Just tell the class.
You want to be here?
Tell the class what is so important on
what's
Twitter.
What's happening, bro? Check. Let us know. What's going on?
The podcast. I am looking at the next question for the podcast. You were just on Twitter. So what were you searching for?
What's nothing. Important to you, bro?
Nothing.
How to, were you searching a hashtag how not to have draws in your pants? Because I'd love to know why you need to be on Twitter.
I'm sorry, I won't be on my phone. Again, I apologize.
What is it?
It's nothing.
Probably firing some DMs off.
I wouldn't do that during the middle of the win.
It's our podcast, man. Well, I mean,
you make money off of this, right?
It gives people the respect. How has respect. Traveling slash touring affected you all physically? Let's start with Tahir on this one.
I'll go.
No, let's start with somebody who's been paying attention the whole episode.
This year, thankfully, I started wanting to get in shape a little before, and then Doe and me and Kevin engaged in a bet. That kind of helped keep me on track. So this year, it has been easy. Last year, it was hard, though, because anytime you're on tour, a lot of times we get into cities either super late or super early, and a lot of good options aren't open. So this year was a lot easier for me, though.
I feel like the thing about touring that is hard is it is like perpetually being on vacation. Mm. And after a while, just like it takes the fun out of travel and food. It's like I like eating out and Postmates as much as the next guy, but like eating out for 11 days straight, yeah. Like, man, sometimes I just want a bowl of cereal,
man, mm-hmm.
or my wife to cook, or me to be able to cook a little sandwich or a little something.
A little PB&J.
It's just like, you know, it wasn't what I meant. But make a little sandwich, cook a little, just spaghetti. It ain't even like extravagant things. just salmon. All right, Doe.
I think the toughest thing for me has been my sleep. My sleep is still, I always struggled with sleep anyway, but I think being on different time coasts, like all the time, and then still trying to catch up.
Yeah, a lot of time coasts.
What is it?
Time zones.
You know what I mean? Time zones.
Time coasts. You know, Chicago.
Time coasts.
So I've been off tour now for like 2 weeks, and I feel like I'm just now starting to taper out and be regular again.
Not having a routine.
Right.
I got an email from Delta. I put this on my Instagram stories. I was in the top 2% of all LA travelers this
top
year.
2%? Just from Delta.
That Delta. Doesn't count the times we flew Southwest, International. That's American. Just the Delta or American. That's just
what's
the Delta.
What's your reward miles looking like? I know it's crazy. Man, it's
out of this world. I ain't gonna lie. We going to Tokyo first class.
For free, right?
For free.
Just on the map.
That's a lot of points.
On the map.
That's a lot.
And not just you and a wife, but the whole fam, right?
Boys, too. And woo. Josh Agon. He in premium cabin. I mean, I love him.
What about your boy? We got to do all our adventures.
16 hours.
All our adventures, Tokyo.
And also, that's another thing. Them flight, I like traveling overseas, but them 12-hour flights, when you can't sleep, because I can't sleep on planes that well, that is a tough gig.
You know what I noticed too? I'm a lot more tense, like with a lot more knots. Like, cause I be getting massages now, like, and you know, you can feel it. Like, I think, but being on them planes all the time, I was like,
enough.
Had a
lot. All right, Tony Bakers.
That's my thing too, man, the lack of sleep, cause I can't sleep on flights anymore, right? And so I just be tired, you know, dizzy spells. Those subsided early on, but like, man, I was like,
Tony, I don't know if I believe that, cause Sabrina said you don't be sleeping at home either.
Mm-hmm. I be sleeping at home. I mean, it takes a little. She be up too, though.
What's wrong with this?
Just passing the blame.
I look over her, she looking at me. Like, what up, she got to be up to know I don't sleep. But, like, just that lack of sleep. And now I don't like having to eat out all the time or find out what I'm eating.
That's
at.
Tough.
The whole food situation, it was just crazy.
And that was a good, for a minute there, we were finding Whole Foods. It was like a month or two. We were.
Some of these Whole Foods ain't cutting the mustard, man.
And that's why we said
some were fire and some were trash.
We had like a month or two where it was great, and then it was like cabbage.
Whole Foods is super inconsistent. Yes. I think that's fair to say.
Very.
Yes.
Every Whole Foods is not the same.
Even and the smoothies. Remember, we had to bring our own
Detroit
almond milk.
We had to buy. I had to buy the almond milk for them to use it in the smoothie.
What?
Yeah.
You bought the almond milk from Whole Foods?
Yeah, this was in Detroit.
They didn't have almond milk?
They had it there in the store. They just didn't have it where they make the smoothies at.
They made you buy it?
I had to buy
man,
it.
Go to Aisle and get some and we're going to hook you up.
That's like, crazy.
Get some fruit too, Playboy.
That's crazy.
But the smoothies were good.
Oh, they were good though. Yes. I'm not mad at those.
All right, this one is, I'm actually curious to see what y'all think because I don't know. It's from LaTanya Blake. Does everyone still operate as a family, or is Kevin morphed into the boss?
That's interesting.
Because I have my own thoughts, but I'll share them after you guys, because I don't want to infiltrate your thoughts.
No, I think it's definitely morphed into a family. I don't ever feel like Kev's my boss, and Kev hired me at All Def, and he's always been my boss. But it don't feel like that though. I mean, different times, like, you know, when it gets like for real, be like, hey man, I might have to fire you. It's like, I get it, but
that was at All Def. That was on the tour.
But no, like, hey, now, man, like, it's just like fire. I feel like I'm just working with my homeboy. Like, it's just like, it's I don't feel that he's the boss type. That's not how I feel with it. So
no. Tony to hear.
I've never felt that at all. Like, if anything, I felt it from like a coach perspective more so than the boss perspective.
Coach K.
It's like working for like an employee. It's like working for an employer that fully takes care of their employees.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're just like, man, you know, I feel like I don't even have a boss. So I never got that boss vibe, you know. Mm-hmm. I know he had to flex the muscle on occasion on other people, not mm-hmm. me. So I always felt like it always felt like more of a, like a partnership, but we gonna bring you on the tour, you know. So it never felt like that.
Don't you mess this up for me? It's going well.
You know what? I think I'm just at a point in my life where I realize. It still feels very much like a family. I really consider them family, and Kev just feels like. I feel like every family has that one person they kind of look toward to kind of make certain decisions and stuff, and it just feels like Kev is that person that makes a lot of the decisions for the family, and I'm cool with it. I mean, I trust him. And I trust his judgment, so it still feels very family-like.
I feel like I try to let the tour manager do their job.
Right? Yeah,
I want to. I feel like we all had a chance to weigh in, and that's why I was so mad at you and Josh for not suggesting that we leave earlier on the Spain trip. Cause I'm like, bro, y'all know I value your opinion, man.
That's because Tahir don't talk in the group chat.
He don't.
He always had a side conversation. Yeah.
Group chat.
He don't.
We be having a blast.
I brought that up early.
Yeah. He was probably all like,
Josh, man, we need to leave early. He was just telling Josh that face to face.
Yeah, then we ended up standing in line and spending for an hour and a half. By the way, that 3 hour arrived to the airport.
That was hard.
Man.
Do it. Internationally.
International.
3.5.
Full.
If you don't have first class, I recommend 3.5. We stood in line in Spain, and it was an hour and a half in just the first
line.
Then another 15 in security.
Customs.
And then another 25 in customs.
And no AC.
And no AC.
Hot.
So
it was
I fully recommend. Also, don't go get food until you have seen your gate. Because in Spain, we were getting food, and Doughboy, luckily, his food came first. He was like, hey, yo, there's more. Another whole customs line. We're like, again? It was like double customs.
I had just asked you. I was like, another customs. You were like, Doughboy, no. I was like, all right.
Because we were on the gate side. And lo and behold, so do that. Okay. Right. Here's an interesting question from Robin Baldwin. Why is Tony so uncomfortable with the standing ovations?
Oh.
I don't know. It's like, I don't like. I mean, of course, I'm an entertainer, so I do like some sort of attention. But it's like, if it's like too much. I'll be like, you know, if it's a standing ovation, I can get off the stage right on time. I'm cool. I appreciate it. I'm like, great, standing ovation. Feels fantastic. But then when I got to stay up there and take it, and Tahir won't take my mic, and then I just got
to
sit
like somebody he happy birthday to you for a long time.
Yeah, it's like people complimenting me while I'm sitting right there. I'd be mad uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. You can't hate it too.
I love standing ovations.
No, you
but
don't.
But no, I'm just saying, when we compliment you and stuff, you'd be like,
enough.
I wouldn't
so pretty much a standing O is like that. And I never know what to do while I'm getting it. I can't be like, oh, guys, oh, that's crazy. Oh, thank you. Oh, you know, so. But I love getting them, though, so.
Mike says, did you ever have any days where you feel like, I love my job, but I don't feel like doing it today?
Yes. There's a couple times.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes you just don't feel well. I can say for myself. Sometimes I just didn't feel funny. I was like, "Why am I even going up here? I ain't funny like that."
Mine was more so the travel. The travel is really just taxing. I'm like, "Oh, we got to fly out tonight." That the actual shows though, I was usually like, "All right, let's do this." But man, because Cam was doing the heavy lifting. He had to do the 45.
I don't to this you day. Know, I don't know how he did that.
The feature spot is prime real estate.
25 minutes. Is perfection in comedy.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Even when I don't feel like doing it, I'm like, man, it's just the feature spot. Kev got to do the, you know.
But Kev had like the impossible task of being at the beginning of the show with the Love Hour, yes, with his wife, and being the comic and the funny relief out for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
That's 90 minutes of talking and having some sense of humor there.
Right.
And then going a whole show goes, and then you be getting standing O's from the feature spot. Sometimes to hear we get standing O's from the host spot, and then he got to come and do 45 after all that.
It's a lot.
That's unreal.
It's a lot. I feel like I totally agree with Tone. Like, Brett Favre said that the reason he retired from the NFL is because you can't just play the game. You have to travel. You have meetings. You have injuries. You have ice, press conferences. All the other stuff is the thing you get tired of. The actual art of doing stand-up, once you get on the stage, like, everything else is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, being hungry, just sometimes the food doesn't get there before. Mm. Or you
the
bought
small
food that
things
was...
Oh,
when, Kev, is hungry, he's trash.
Trash McGee.
He is trash.
There are so many pictures floating on the internet with Kev smiling like this.
He'll swing on a newborn. I've seen it.
He is trash.org when he is hungry, man. He is useless. He is useless out here.
Like, where's the food?
It's true. I have nothing. I cannot even argue that.
And it'd be tough sometimes when you get to a certain city and the hotels don't be ready. Remember New Orleans?
Oh,
I had fun in New Orleans.
Remember we got there? We couldn't get in the hotel till like 3?
Yeah, we watched Us.
Us.
I had a good time in New Orleans.
I did, too. I had a blast in New Orleans. I'm not
gonna tell you what.
I kind of like it when the hotels ain't ready because we hang out.
But I'd be tired because we ain't sleep on the plane.
Everybody goes a little separate ways. I'm going to go nap and then this and that. But like when we're forced to find something to do, I'm on it.
Tony, you dipped too in New York. We barely saw you.
That's only because Sabrina was there. Tony has a crush on New York, though.
Mm. And plus, Sabrina knows where to take me. So it's like, you know, but.
So all that's I hear unusual is excuses. For Tone. Nah.
All I hear
Everybody
is excuses.
I went the whole way in New York. Josh did his own thing and I went to sleep.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Like, Josh would be like, I'm going to bed, guys. Then you see him at some club in London with his friend. Like, how you got friends in London?
That was Toronto.
Josh be having friends, man. He had friends in Queens. He was like, yeah, I'm out here in front of Nas.
Josh was different in Toronto, guys. I'm going to just tell you right now.
Oh, yeah, I seen the video.
He was a different breed.
I seen the video.
Dancing, just chicks all around.
It was a good time, man.
Double bottled up. Not even a rare breed in London. Double bottled up.
I wasn't dancing with both the bottles. I had handed one off. You might have caught me mid handoff when I had both in the hand.
Josh, you know, I was there, remember?
I do.
I was there.
All right, here's a couple more interesting ones, then I'm going to let y'all go and live y'all lives. After doing 2 years of touring in a row, would you say y'all are closer than before, or are you in a state of I need a break from y'all?
Mm. I'm closer to y'all. I'm absolutely closer to y'all.
Absolutely.
Like, and it really, like, it was like a dope example last night, too. Actually, I want to stop and give all of everybody on The Real Comedians of social media a sincere, humble thank you, because I feel like y'all pushed me out of my comfort zone as far as stand-up. And what I mean by that is, so I did stand-up last night, and what I was doing the whole set, I was doing a very safe set. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just telling jokes, and you guys basically were like, "Dude, you guys start talking about real life. That's where your good stuff is going to come from." So yesterday I did Tony's show over at Flappers, and Tahir was there. Like, he just pulled up just to watch, and then like he watched my set and then just came over, like gave me some really, really good feedback. Like, that's his type of camaraderie. Like, even when I talk to you, you're like, "Yo, see me a set, I want to see it." Like,
yeah.
So it's just like, you know, it's a brotherhood. I feel like I'm definitely closer to y'all, even though I get on everybody's nerves.
Stop. I agree wholeheartedly. When we first moved to LA, I didn't have no friends. I'd just be like, "Oh man, no friends." But now I have people to invite over to a barbecue on Labor Day, and that was the one part that was missing, because in Washington I had good barbecues. We had great times.
Was Bishop making the
Nah.
He wasn't that.
He didn't learn how to make barbecue until he moved to
Texas. Who making the potato salad? That needs to be the real question.
No. We don't really be making potato salad. Melissa's kind of afraid to make stuff that your auntie's good at, because she don't want to be like.
My mom makes it fire. I might have her making it.
Who making the cookout beans?
To hear.
Decatury bake the beans.
The ones that you want will have meat in it, but I can make some without meat. We got a pressure cooker and we got a
make mine the way it is, but then make some for Tone and Sabrina, man. Yeah. And we got to play that werewolf, man. We need you to host.
Oh, werewolf is happening.
Oh, and we got to play Spades for the first time, too. Yeah. Me and Kev versus y'all, too.
Are you good at Spades, Tone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good?
Yeah. All right. Good.
All right, here's a good one, I think. We might be able to end on this. Oh, two ones, actually. This one first. Tony and Tahir, how do your significant others feel about tour life?
Mm.
How you feel, Sabrina?
I'm happy for you.
But do you miss him? Do you be excited when he leaves? Like, I'm about to have the house to myself.
I do. I like being alone.
Yeah.
It's a good balance with him.
my wife was like, man, when we did the Love Hour last week, she was like, oh, Kev's leaving tonight. But secretly, I was like, I'm going to have the room in New York tonight. Oh, I had maximum toesies time.
Toesies?
Room service?
I had room. I had AC at
62.
I was ordering rooms. I had like, and you're by yourself. Nobody could judge your choices.
Nobody.
Tony doesn't know what I ordered. I had chow mein. I had a lo mein. I had fried rice. I had egg roll. I had Seinfeld going. I was like, toesies. Oh, I love it. In the hotel, man. Room service?
You can turn the air conditioner on because Melissa probably right there.
I turn it so cold.
Being alone is dope.
You
just do whatever.
Me and Melissa were talking about this on the Love Hour. One of the drawbacks of working together is you don't have that time alone. Like when I used to work at ADD and she worked her job, like I'd see her in the morning and at night, like, oh, I miss you. How was your day? Now it'd just be like, you in the bathroom.
You still here, huh?
You know, so.
And give now rest.
When I did stand up, it's like, oh, I get to go. I'm on my own. I'm room service. Toesies out.
Yeah.
And now I'd be in the room. She'd be like, I just turned it up a little bit. It's like 78. I'm like, it's hot. It's hot.
Oh, the temperature.
I need maximum toesies time out. Here's the last question. Can you each give what you think each other's comedic strengths are?
Okay.
Let's start with Tony. You guys jumping in the fray.
Huh?
Tone, Doughboy always want to answer first.
Oh, yo, you know
when
what
I was on
like
Wild and Out,
front seat,
it was important to me.
I found myself in a strange predicament because I work for both platforms.
I think Doughboy's comedic strength is he can make fun of himself. And, you know, he has no filter when it comes to himself. So I feel like that right there is a strong comedic element. Even though he was playing it safe on tour with the same set.
He was halfback dive all down the field, man.
This city has the most beautiful women.
I'm going to tell you why that bothered us. It's because if that's the best of comedian you have, then fine. Right. Let it be. Right. But knowing you have the ability and potential to be so much more funny and you're playing it safe, it's like, man, you're playing it safe, McGee. You're playing it safe and you're funnier when we just...
You have
waiting
talking.
For the plane.
Just regular talking. You have at least an hour of untapped gold.
Yes. Untapped gold and you don't even try it. Sorry.
So we was just heated about that. So that's his strong suit, being able to be honest with himself about what he's going through and stuff like, because he be into some wild stuff,
man.
Wild, embarrassing moments that he's not scared to share.
Yeah,
so if he can take that to the stage, the sky's the limit.
He was Captain Marvel out there, man, fighting without her full potential.
Right, exactly. And so that's his strong suit. Cam's strong suit is just raw likability on the stage. Like comedians, there's a lot of comedians. That's a great premise. That's a great. Oh, the set is tailor made to fit this, that, and the third. Great points. But Kev is just raw funny. It's just like when he's up there, you're having a good time with him. You like him. It doesn't feel like material's being said. You feel like he's just up there talking and just being himself. So you just like dying. And so that's his strong suit, is to be able to tell his stories and take you into his life, and it's just funny and organic. To hear, on the other hand, his strength lies in his dark sense of humor.
Like the villain's lair.
To hear you seen on the tour is just the tip of the iceberg of who Tahir really is. So when you see the raw, uncut Tahir, it's like a whole nother. But he can do the clean, like, hey, this is the clean me, guys. But over here is the real. So like if you go see Tahir in a different environment, you're going to get a totally new show.
I'm jumping in and skipping you.
Why?
Because I want to. You're going to go next.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Zay?
Tony's ability, I'm going to go down the line as well.
Okay.
Tony has an ability to make you laugh at stuff. You're like, man, that is like relatable, but funny. Because a lot of times comedians who have relatable humor aren't funny. It's just like, oh, man, that is true.
Yeah.
But he takes it from that is true to that is hilarious. And also, this is part two. Tony can make anything funny.
Anything. Mm.
Tony have a joke about cereal boxes.
Mm. Chocolate milk.
I mean, some of the stuff y'all haven't even seen Tone do.
Heavy balls.
Heavy ball.
Well, Melissa didn't enjoy that joke.
Heavy ball.
She didn't have ball.
She didn't have ball.
I laughed for 30 minutes. No,
heavy balls is one of the great ones. His clown stuff from some of his older material. Tone makes you be like, as a comedian, it makes you be like, man, I wouldn't think that is funny. Tony can make, Tony here was telling me, I haven't seen this joke yet. He had a joke about lamps, and I'm like, lamps?
Lamps.
How? Doughboy's self-deprecation is only matched by his, Doughboy just seems like you want to hang out with him. Mm. And when a comedian, there's a comedian in Washington, bless his heart, he had the best material in the world, but you just were like, I hate that guy. Like, no matter what Doughboy's doing, even if he's getting on your nerves, he's so endearing. And you want to laugh at people who seem fun to hang out with. When he releases his new material, he'll be even better. Tahir has an innate ability to bring the room to the maximum level of start the show funny, which is what a host has. It's easy when the room is ready, like where we go before Amsterdam, Detroit, London, those are easy. They're ready to go. But the Bridgeport last year, New York the first night, so here's like, okay, I'm not gonna bring you guys on stage until your job will be easier. And that is the hardest thing about being a host, is like when the audience don't want to be there, they're in a bad mood. Like, I think in New York, it just rained on everybody. Yeah, right. There was standing room. Like, it was a lot of negative stuff. And he's like, Tahir's like, I'll take the punches until it's ready for the next comedian.
Right.
And that is, whew.
This is an art to hosting a show.
Oh, absolutely, man. The host is often one of the funniest comedians on the thing.
Absolutely.
Because managing the energy of the room. Because also, if it's rocking, the host is like, hey, man, I'm just going to keep it going, man. Right. Yeah. Come on the stage. But some hosts is like, I want to do my jokes so bad that they'll ruin the the energy of the room because they want to get their jokes off. And that's literally the worst thing the host can do as a comedian. There's some shows I've done where it's like, I'm next, and the comedian before me is rocked.
Yeah.
And the host gets in there and brings the energy down.
Come on. Oof.
And it's like,
get off the stage.
Just all you gotta do is come to the stage. Yeah. The next person. Let me get a little piece of the excitement.
Yeah.
I'm done.
All right. I'll go now. Tony Baker. Tony Baker's strong point is, I really just feel he doesn't have any weaknesses as a comedian. I feel like if it was Madden, he'd be a 99 rated player. Like, he's just, he doesn't have a weakness. Like, he's creative. He can talk about just really just mundane things and make them hilarious. He can talk about his personal life. I was watching him last night, because really when he does Tony Baker and Friends, he literally is just going up there black.
Naked.
Like, and I'm watching him build material just in regular conversation. So I just feel like he's just... Him and like Carlos Miller to me are like just the two completest comedians. It's just like... He doesn't.
I love Carlos.
Most complete. Like, he's just, you know. So yeah, that's his thing. And and he has the most, I think he's leading the league in catchphrases, like hemoglobin and
skibbity pats.
Skibbity pats.
Premium
all that.
Pump.
So yeah.
Preview pump.
Kev.
Preview pump.
Kev. I always try to tell people, if somebody told it to me, so I don't want to make it sound like I made it up. But they said, like, when it comes to comedy, there's only two things that matter. The first one is ability. It's the most important, to have the ability to do it. And the only thing more important than the ability to do it is to have likability. And I feel like Kev is hands down one of the most likable people I've ever seen perform. And he tells stories like he paints pictures so very vividly. It's like you can see them. Like, I try to, like, in my new steps to do my new material, I'd be like, man, I want to be able to tell stories like Kev. Like, he's just, super dope into that. So I like that. And he's clean, but he don't come off like a clean comedian.
Right.
Like, some comedians are clean, and it's clean. It's not corny clean. It's
you
just,
know, the thing about loving your children is, guys.
So he's just like that's why if you see him on different platforms and he can survive there, like, you see him on Roast Me, wherever, it's like the filthiest stuff, but he doesn't switch up for anybody. He's just always consistently him.
Consistent.
And that's a power. Tahir, just, I can easily call him the best host I've ever been around. Like, just, it's just the skill to host, to know, to feel the pulse of the energy of the room. He gives the best introductions. He doesn't hog. Sometimes, like you were saying, like, hosts can just not know when to get off. Like, he don't do too much time in the middle. Like, he keeps the room rocking. So that's his strongest point. I also feel that the I feel like the real to hear still hasn't surfaced on stage
yet. No.
Like, I want him to embrace the dark side of who he is.
You're halfway to Darth Vader.
Yeah, I feel like just put the mask on. Like,
I want you to be killing people with the Force.
Exactly. Because if you own it, nobody can take it from you.
Tahir has a unique voice, not in terms of like comedian voice.
I mean, his actual voice.
The way he said.
Like, you know it's Tahir.
Also, one more thing about Tony and Tahir. Tony's facial expressions are so funny.
Oh my God.
That you, like, it does you a disservice if you can't. Like, I feel like Tony will suffer the most from being in a big arena because that intimate part, man, Tony can sell his joke. Tony has the courage to do a joke with his back turned to you because it's that funny. But when he turns around and gives you the facial expression, like, I'd be laughing at Tony's jokes like it is my first time.
Yeah.
Demetrius. On the merry-go-round, I'd be hearing him set it up. I'd be like, oh, he's coming, my favorite.
And he's not just saying that. We've been in a green room and it was like, I like this joke. You like this joke?
Oh,
I like this
man. And Tahir is, if you be darker, he'd be the funniest.
That's
what I was gonna say. You haven't done this joke a lot in a while, but you have an ability to make people laugh at stuff they know they should not be laughing at. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, well, I mean, it's his fault because it's that funny. All right, your turn. Then we gotta go because I see my food came.
Tony is, I think, so confident in his material that he can sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
He has a joke about lanterns. He has a joke of why dogs are better than cats. He has a joke of why bees are more intimidating, or wasps are more intimidating than bees. These aren't typical jokes that a comic would make. And if you heard a comic make these jokes, or you heard that this was a comic's lineup, you would think that he might be performing for children or a younger group. But these are jokes that any age group can relate to and will die laughing at. And just to have the imagination to be that creative is inspiring and awing all at the same time.
Yeah.
Doughboy is hands down one of the most talented people I've ever embraced or seen in my life. And the thing that he just said about me, like, we haven't seen the dark to hear, I feel like we haven't seen the real dough on stage. And one of the hardest things for a comedian to do and master is take themselves on stage. We feel like when we go on stage, we want to transform into this comedian. Now I'm Doughboy the comedian. When Doughboy takes Doughboy on stage, you are going to see a shift in the game of comedy. I promise you that.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Kevin is one of the most I'm just glad I'm on his team because he would be a formidable foe to anyone if he chose that path. He can adjust to any crowd. He can do any crowd. Everyone loves him. He can work dirty or clean. There was a point where I performed at Tony Baker's show, Tony Baker and Friends, and Kevin was there, and he saw me, and he was like, Iverson, I'm not the best comic in the office. And this was prior to me seeing Kevin. And then Kevin did my show at the Union. And I was, because I took advantage of it. I made an award and all that.
Oh,
I told him,
man,
he was second best comic in the office. I was just messing with him, but I was eating it up. He did my show and I saw it and I was just like, that's crazy. Yeah, you know, because Kevin did it a different way. Most people go to Hollywood and they hang out in the show, so you see them better their sets. No, he did it a completely different way. He mastered a set in Seattle, and then he built a following online, and then he started getting private bookings, and he was able to master that already tailored set more on the road. So when we got to LA, he has a killer set, but no comic has really seen it.
Right.
So when the first time last year on tour, when I saw the set, I was like, Jesus, when did he build this? But he's so good at tailoring things and just out of normal conversation, turning that into a set. It's like watching a painter actually do something live. So this is an amazing group of guys to tour with. So,
and I want to piggyback
real quick.
On that, I like seeing how comedians react to Kev when they see him.
Oh my God.
They be like, every time, yo, Kev is funny. Nobody knows
Atlanta,
in the city.
So there was
a comedian, and we always protect, you know, the innocent. So there's a comedian that may have had an issue with my boy. So, and it was in a city. I don't know. So shows up and we do the show. And everybody knows that he feels some certain type of way about Kev. But he's sitting in the show and he's watching it. I'm sitting next to the dude because, you know, I'm watching the situation. Just seeing, I'm checking his temperature. When I tell you he was trying to hold it in, he was just sitting there just like, it got to the point where it was just like,
like, you can't
he
do
gave it.
It
up, like, and he was just laughing, like, it really was super dope. I wanted to piggyback on what he was saying about your ability
to... You
gonna
break them piggies back.
They're going big, am I right?
The pigs are dead.
No. One of the most impressive times, this wasn't even on a tour, this was just on a random time we was hanging out. One time, me and Kev, he took me to a show with him to do. He didn't know much about where we were going. And we went to a show, and when we went there, now most comedians, they have their voice and their timing and their audience of who they speak to. We went to a show, and we found out upon arrival, he was performing in front of 300, was it Filipino?
Korean.
Korean, Asian descent. High school students, people he has nothing in common with.
No, but you got to back up because we was riding together.
And I was like, "Huh, this is a Korean church. This is
weird." But
and he had brought me out to film it.
There's a lot of Josh was there. It's like, there's a lot of Hondas. Like, unusual amount of spoilers.
Huh. You say unusual amount of spoilers?
It's true, though.
Everybody calls Fast and the Furious. Right.
And then I saw like maybe a couple Korean people. I was like, I ain't seen nobody else. But then we went inside. I was like.
And they're high school kids. And I'm like, so we're chopping it up. And I'm just like. You know, you never want to, you know, wish bad on your boy, but I'm just like, what you going to do, though? Like,
he said he was going to record it. He was like,
I was waiting for the bell.
Either way.
And he went out there and bodied it. So at that moment, I was just like, Kev is going to make it. Like,
different
that,
lane,
just
bro.
Being able to have that ability to do that and do it masterfully.
You're scrambling the pocket,
oh, man.
Man, that
right.
was.
But before we get out of here, because I know you want to go now, and I know
me
you want
to
eat.
I got one thing to say.
Uh-oh.
Make it long.
Microphone.
Don't come in here crying.
I'm not going to cry either. I just have one thing to say because, number one, what a great question, right?
Yeah, that was great.
I thought that was a really great.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I got it. I won't be long. Am I too loud, Joshua?
Is she in frame?
Yeah, you can see. No, you're fine. You can
see. Okay. I just wanted to say, number one, it was a great question. And it speaks to one of the things that I wanted to say. And that is the best thing about this tour. That doesn't happen quite often, and sometimes it's more difficult to do with women. Yes, and I ain't apologizing for it. Is that it wasn't catty, and it wasn't competitive. When you can sit with four comedians that are excellent in their own right and come up one after another and not feel threatened, and not feel like there's backbiting, not feel like you're gonna take up too much shine, who feels like to hear, go up there and rip, because when you do it correctly, that's it. That allows me to do what I need to do. When it's Tony and he's up here getting standing ovation, that Kev is like, I'm finna record this for him. I want him to see and be able to capture this moment. Doughboy goes up there and everybody's encouraging him to be his full self. Go out there, embrace your full story. They're all coming out there. Kev is killing it. He's doing great. Thank you so much. We're so appreciative of, you know, this opportunity of allowing us to do that. And it's a group of four black men.
Hey,
that's us. We're black men.
That's the four black men.
We're black.
Listen, that is something that is it's unheard of. And to be a part of it and to witness it firsthand has just been like phenomenal. It has truly, honestly been just a phenomenal experience, because you go into something and you don't know how personalities are going to interact with one another. You don't know how egos are going to act within it with one another. And the fact that you guys were able to do it not once, but twice over 82 shows. It is more than just touring together.
Man.
We are vacationing together.
Yeah.
We're going to Barcelona. Ain't no shows. We just finna look at each other's face and figure out why you don't like Italian food and why they serve cheese over here and do they have vegan options over here. And today I don't feel like eating. Like, that kind of thing is happening and no one is angry and upset and going to blows.
Mm-hmm.
Not once, but twice.
That's
2 years. That's something that's special. That's something that's unique. That's something that's different. And that's something that was captured here. And I think that none of you guys have said that, but from the outside looking in, that's definitely something that I saw and deserves to be spelled. Even Joshua is low-key funny on the...
Joshua be playing with me, man.
Joshua be with it.
Chicken pot pie?
With it.
No. Yeah,
good.
And you guys talk about villains. Joshua's a low-key villain.
I'm trying to tell this. Josh and Kev low key. Kev is just as dark as me on some level. Oh. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't go to sleep. Wake up. Oh, sit yeah. up. Right. Right. Get up. Your face. Right.
Get up.
Joshua would be low key. He'd be villain it. Yeah. And then the other last thing I wanted to say really, really quickly is that I am not a morning person at all. And so we would take these very early flights at before the sun would get up. We would be up. And we would go to the airport. Sorry. Duh. And we would go to the airport, and I would not be in a mood to be talking. And he always is in a mood to talk. And we would go to the airport. And yes. I don't care what you say.
Yes, you do be
you
talking.
You are.
You be talking.
And for whatever reason, we would be, not in a bad way, but like in a terminal, so we would be at our gate. And before you know it, they've decided to roast each other. And the entire gate is cracking up.
That was the
kicking each other's luggage.
Where were we at? Toronto.
The one time we spilled on the way to Toronto, we spilled the thing, man. We had a whole audience.
A whole audience. And yep. I just think, and I don't mean that as shade. I mean that like as a good way. It's hard to be in a bad mood with guys who are constantly finding the funny. That are constantly finding the good in something. Where literally we're up at the crack of dawn, TSA is not there, we're standing in line, and instead of being irritated, which is what I want to do, they are literally roasting each other or laughing at something or finding something, and it's just good vibes and good energy and something that's so rare, so uncommon, and I just wanted to say that. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Well, there's not much more to say. The queen has spoken. God bless you. Thank y'all for tuning in. Tony Baker Comedy.
Yes, Tony Baker Comedy on all platforms.
I am Doughboy. You know me, Kev on stage. To hear more, that's 2 O's, 1 R, 1 H, I R T.
I made it super confusing.
Just H and
to hear more. Just stop.
Oh, side note. Last thing.
R R E.
I gave up energy drinks.
Yeah. I saw like a 5 hour energy out there.
But I gave up energy drinks.
That's an energy drink.
Oh.
You mean you gave up the recreation?
You know, I'm at a point in my life when I'm giving up stuff I didn't give up.
Righteous and ratchet and righteous and ratchet.
God knows I want to be righteous, but at times I get a little ratchet. So if I'm trying to find that fine line, Doughboy and Kev on stage gonna make it happen. Yep, we ain't ever do no capping. Are we gonna talk about them back? Vices and factions, like us and back it. Righteous and ratchet. Hey, shout out to the right pack. Hey, for you, we bring it right back. Hey, yeah. $5 Patreon, yep. You can skip the wait line, yeah. You ain't got the five, you ain't got the lie. Kevin call him Jesus on the main line. Life is hard, so go ahead and party hard. Get your weekly dose of R&R, hey.